National Award, a Carlton E. Morse creation. One Man's Family, now in its 26th year, is dedicated to the mothers and fathers of the younger generation and to their bewildering offspring. In 60 seconds, we'll hear Chapter 45, Book 129 of the Barber Family Saga. But first, hear this. December 1945. World War II has ended. In Moscow, the foreign ministers of the Big Three meet in an attempt to solve the mounting international problems that threaten the peace. Three, and only three, American newsmen are admitted to the Soviet capital, especially to cover this historic conference. One of these three is Leon Pearson. Moscow, 1945, and Moscow again in 1947. Rome, 1948, for the crucial Italian election. Germany, 48, flying the cargo route on the Berlin airlift. Leon Pearson, holder of the Legion of Honor for objective reporting, a man with a first-hand knowledge of history, is typical of the top NBC newsmen who broadcast news on the hour. This is Chet Huntley inviting you to be with us as the news breaks on News on the Hour, all day, every day, over most of these same NBC stations. Today, beginning of a house party. On a cold and blustery March afternoon in Seacliff, San Francisco, Mrs. Claudia Barber Lacey, home from a trip abroad, is visiting her parents in the family home in Seacliff, trying at this moment to catch up on all that happened in her absence.
Yes, Claudia, but we want to hear about Rangoon and the Irrawaddy.
Now, Henry.
Dad, first I want some detail. I write letters and ask specific questions and nobody ever answered. What's the story about Bruce Conrad and Joan?
Oh, nobody confided in me. You'll have to ask Paul.
Do you know, Mom?
Not very much, I'm afraid. The young man worked for IAF.
Paul fired him. Perhaps he'll tell you why. He didn't volunteer a word to me.
Somebody wrote that Penelope has been going with Bruce, too. Did Joan drop him, or Penny move in, or what?
I can't answer it. Talk to Paul.
We really haven't been told much about it. Henry, go on with what you were saying. You said you'd give her the high spot.
Oh, well, I thought I'd wait and tell it all with Nicholas here.
He won't be back from the Sky Ranch till tomorrow, so go ahead.
Yes, well, I'll go back to what I started to say about Hazel and work up from there. Well, Greta Stephenson has moved in with Hazel and Daniel. She and Hank will be married June 27th.
Oh, good.
And Grandmother Stephenson has flown over the North Pole and gone back to Norway.
Why?
That's another long story. Left in a huff. She doesn't like us. In fact, she's allergic to Pinky and all his connections.
Greta says their grandmother generalizes.
Mrs. Stephenson predicts that the engagement to Hank will duplicate the engagement to Pinky.
She must realize Hank and Pinky are utterly different.
Oh, they are twins. That's enough for her. She expects more of the same.
Hello. Better come in here, Hazel. We're talking about you.
Well, hi, Claude.
Hey, come in by the fire. How are the furnace men doing?
They're noisy, I'll say that for them. And my house is colder than an igloo. Well, how does it seem to be home, Claude?
Wonderful. But I haven't begun to catch up.
Hazel, tell her about being a corporation wife. I was just getting around to it.
Yes, I hear Dan's had a terrific success.
But tell her the problem.
Oh, some other time, Father. Claude and I'll have a few hours alone one of these days. Oh, my, it's good to have you back here, Claude.
Is Pinky going to move into your new house with you, Claudia Hazel?
Not while Greta's there.
Ooh, I see.
Besides, he wouldn't like it. Pinky needs to be warmer.
Claude here?
Hi, Paul.
Yes?
We're in the library, Paul.
Claudia's been waiting for you.
I got home as soon as I could. Welcome.
Well, she's been asking me questions about Bruce Conrad. And I said I couldn't answer because the details were kept from me. Is that amusing?
I think it classifies as a family joke, Father.
Well, we'll have a briefing, Claudia. Going to make a couple of calls. Come on up to the studio in 5 minutes. I'll round out the story. Or come now, if you like.
All right, I'd like to, Paul.
Yes.
You folks will excuse me?
Yes.
Claudia, I meant to ask, did you take any pictures in Burma?
Oh, sure. Nicky took hundreds of colored slides.
We'll have one of those long, boring evenings in a week or so.
Won't bore me. I enjoy colored slides. Obviously, there is something about Bruce Conrad that Paul doesn't want generally known. Made a mistake. I did it.
Paul's record's pretty good, Father. He doesn't make many mistakes.
Yes, I told him this morning, it's heartening to know that he is not infallible. Cheers me up.
Well, what was Claudia saying to you about Penelope before I came in?
Oh, same old difficulty. Can't seem to communicate. Withdrew, wouldn't talk, very aloof.
Her chief interest was Mr. Conrad. Maybe that's why.
Oh, was that the wind? Oh, Penelope.
Is my mother here?
Well, she's upstairs with your Uncle Paul.
Come in by the fire, Penny. It's a blustery day.
No, thanks. I haven't time. She walked off with my purse instead of her own. Excuse me. I'll go up and get it. My car keys are in it. See you later.
Yeah, yeah. Helter skelter. Hello. Goodbye.
We'll return in just a moment to One Man's Family. No job is more important to a mother than looking after the well-being of her family. No laxative is more dependable than pleasant-tasting, chocolated X-Lax. X-Lax is the laxative that helps you toward your normal regularity gently overnight. X-Lax is so gentle that many doctors recommend it for youngsters as well as grown-ups. You like the way X-Lax brings you relief, the gentle way that nature wants, without upset, without embarrassing urgency. You simply take X-Lax tonight. It does not disturb your sleep. And tomorrow, you'll be well on your way to your normal regularity. So make sure right now you have America's preferred laxative on hand, X-Lax.
Hello, this is Madeleine Carroll. I don't have to tell you how damaging water and cold weather are to your hands. You know. But do you know about Touché? New Touché, now with silicone, is a lotion for women who can't keep their hands out of water. Touché protects, beauty treats, and helps nature heal rough red hands. Your life today, Touché.
In the studio at the top of the house, Paul has been saying...
So this boy, Bruce Conrad, fooled us, Claudia. He's a very personable chap, a good pilot. But the trouble was, our personnel director merely skimmed the surface.
Paul, I've got the wrong purse.
Pardon?
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm fascinated. But this must be Penny's purse. I picked it up by mistake.
Want to phone home and tell her?
Oh, maybe I'd better. These are her car keys.
I'll get her.
Oh, here's the letter she was going to mail.
Well, come in. Just about to call you, Penny.
I just discovered it, Penny. Here you are.
Honestly.
I'm sorry. I thought it was my own. Don't forget you have some letters there to me.
I put it down, turned my back, and it was gone. I suppose you've been all through it.
Penelope, I know where there's a good Swedish masseuse, steam room, rubbing tables. Nothing like it to relieve the tensions.
I'm sorry. Will you excuse me? Yes. I told Mrs. McCullough I'm flying down to Monterey tonight. I'm planning to spend a couple of days with Margaret in Sydney.
Isn't this sudden?
Well, I talked to them on the phone. Margaret says the weather is wonderful and she needs somebody for golf. Sydney's busy and her father-in-law's gone to Florida, so I'll be there a few days.
Give my best.
I'll leave my car at the airport if you wonder where it is. Want this clothes?
Please. Have a good time.
Bye. Bye, Mother.
Goodbye, Penelope.
Well.
You started to say your personnel director had skimmed the surface. Go back to that, will you?
Oh, yes. Well, Bruce Conrad had served in Korea, became a prisoner of war. Our man didn't check any further. His employment record said he was unmarried. They didn't check that either. The facts, however, were these. In the POW camp, he displayed no loyalty to his own men, to his country, to ideals or principles. The Chinese communists had no trouble making use of him for propaganda. He chickened out early. Furthermore, he'd had two wives. Was divorced from one, hadn't bothered to divorce the other.
This is why you fired him?
Oh, no, of course not. If we'd known all this, he wouldn't have been hired in the first place. I fired him for downright dishonesty.
Do you know where he is now, Paul?
No. Why?
One of the letters in Penny's purse was addressed to Mr. Bruce Conrad in Monterey. Maybe that's why she was so upset.
Hmm. Monterey. Monterey, California, or Mexico?
Oh. Oh, well, I don't think I noticed.
Rather important item. We'd better find that out.
More of the Barbers in just a moment. Say, wouldn't a batch of fresh-baked oatmeal cookies make a hit at your house right now? All you have to do is follow the easy recipe printed on packages of Quaker Oats and Mother's Oats, the same fine oatmeal. High-protein Quaker Oats gives cookies a tasty nut-like flavor and extra nourishment. You get the wonderful health benefits and the delicious flavor that have made Quaker Oats America's most popular breakfast cereal. So make a batch of tasty, nourishing oatmeal cookies from the recipe on your package of Quaker Oats or Mother's Oats.
Have you had your soup today? Campbell's, of course. Campbell's, of course. Once a day, every day, you should have a bowl of Campbell's soup. Have some Campbell's right now.
What's for lunch? How about big steaming bowls full of Campbell's tempting beef noodle soup? Satisfying pieces of fine lean beef, golden egg noodles in hearty broth. So nourishing good, and it takes you only minutes to prepare. Campbell's beef noodle soup.
Claudia, coming downstairs a little later, finds Father Barber alone in the library.
Yes, Claudia, come and join me. Everybody's gone.
I'm sorry, Dad. Paul's going to pick me up at home. We have an errand.
Yes, Hazel went home to her house, and your mother rushed off to talk to Betty.
Mother? Oh, Claude, hi.
Your mother's not here, Hazel. Come on in. Claudia has to leave.
Sorry, got to run. See you later, Dad.
Yes, hello, goodbye. See you later.
Father, the furnace men say we can't possibly have any heat whatever until Friday night at the earliest.
Oh, you freeze. There's a cold front blowing down from the north.
I know. Now, do you suppose it would be all right if Dan and Greta and the housekeeper and I move in here for the next few days?
Yes. You bring Greta? Delighted. Hank and Pinky can both move upstairs to Teddy's old room. Oh, yes, we'll work it out.
One Man's Family, which comes to you Monday through Friday, is written by Harlan Ware and directed by Carlton E. Morse. This program has been selected to be heard by our armed forces overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. In Chapter 46, Book 129, A Matter of Persuasion, Frank Barton speaking. One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, now in its 26th year, is a Carlton E. Morse production and comes to you from California. Madeline Carroll stars next in The Affairs of Dr. Gentry, as our 2 hours of drama in the afternoon continues over most of these stations.